It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Nuggets get the win last night over the New York Knicks. Denver now 13-2 since the All-Star break. And since the All-Star break, Michael Porter Jr. has been playing the best basketball of his career. A stretch last night that included 13 of 16 shooting, and he scored a team-high, game-high, 31 points for the Nuggets. And MPJ has it going on right now.
I mean, I don't know. Early in the season, I wasn't hearing that I was improving, you know? So I think once you have a few good games, people decide that you've improved or whatever. Me personally, I think this is kind of what I've tried to do the past few seasons I've been healthy. So I'm going to just leave kind of those conversations up to you guys. Personally, I don't know what I've improved on. I'm just trying to improve game to game.
Consistency.
Yeah.
He's been more consistent. That's probably the thing that jumps out to me. More consistent. He's scoring different ways now. He's being more assertive. But he's given us all of these in glimpses the last few years. But now he's really putting together in what has been his most consistent stretch of outstanding basketball in his career. No doubt.
Yeah, he's been lights out shooting the ball. There's no more. Nobody in the league has any more confidence when it comes off his hand than Michael Porter Jr. But yesterday, he had a bunch of dunks. He had his own alley-oop off the glass to himself. Had a couple of layups. He's doing things. That's the kind of scoring that wasn't happening. If his shot was off, he couldn't affect the game. And he's affecting the game in other ways. And that, to me, is where he's improved. And the shot's just coming to him because he can affect it in other ways. So when he does shoot, it's just coming. The game is coming to Michael Porter Jr. It's great.
Michael Malone recognizes it.
To some of his aggressive drives to the basket, he's not just a jump shooter. He's shown he can get downhill, attack, and finish in traffic. So I think Michael's game right now is just firing on all cylinders. And he's healthy, which is a big part of that.
Nikola Jokic, another triple-double. 30 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. Jamal Murray, 23 points. So good game by the Nuggets as they take care of business over the Knicks, which could be, I heard this said by Scotty on the broadcast, it wouldn't surprise him if the Knicks came out of the East. The NBA Finals.
Knicks are tough. They were down a couple of guys, too. You mentioned a couple of guys going into yesterday's game.
OJ Anunoby.
Yeah, Anunoby.
They haven't had Julius Randle for a while. If they got both those guys back healthy, Knicks would be a tough, tough out.
I'll tell you what, DiVincenzo can shoot. Brunson is just a tough, hard-nosed scorer. I really like his game.
And Alex Burks from CU.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
Bogdanovich. No, they're a good team.
I think from a toughness standpoint, I like them over just pure toughness, way over a bunch of teams in the East, like the Celtics.
Oh, absolutely. They're far more mentally tough than the Celtics are, that's for sure. Next on the Morning Brew, it came to a inglorious end for CSU as, whatever was plaguing Virginia the other night, they caught the bug, I guess, because they were just as awful offensively as Virginia was the other night as the Rams lose. And Nico Medved, the Rams coach, just acknowledging how difficult that game was.
We came out at halftime, and I think we turned it over three times in the first 4 minutes again, and we kept getting stops, and we just couldn't. We cut it to 6-7, and we had some great looks. We just couldn't quite get over the hump, but digging yourself that hole is a hard one to climb out of against anybody, but especially in the NCAA tournament against a team like that.
Well, the Mountain West is a mid-major. It's not a basketball power conference. It's a good, solid conference, but it's not a power conference. And in the power conferences, you see a different type of athlete. And CSU, not accustomed to playing that kind of quickness, that kind of size, that kind of length. And you can tell they really, really struggled with it.
I think they got some on them. They got some Virginia on them.
They got some of that Virginia stank on them.
Yeah, they just got some. Remember my father-in-law used to say this all the time. You'd rip a big one, and he'd just look at you and go, did you get any on you?
What?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Rogan.
Right? Yeah, did you get any on you?
Just go with him.
He got, yeah, they him, got some Virginia
let,
on
let
him.
Let him burn himself out.
Yeah. Kind of tired, Rogan. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, oh, this is going to be great. Punchy Mark. I love Punchy Mark on a Friday. Basically, from 7:45 to 9.
Papa Bear needs a little nap time.
Buckle in. See you today. We'll try to do what CSU could not, and that is come off their play-in win and follow up with another win. Today, they take on Florida, 2:30 on TBS.
Okay.
Florida is a slight favorite, but basically it's a pick 'em game, according to the wise guys. So good luck to the Buffs. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.